Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
I have been hit by lightning on the golf course. The tree that I was under got hit by lightning.
Yeah.
That zapped me and knocked me out. But the weirdest weather phenomenon I have ever seen in my life was in the middle of a hurricane. So it's 2:30 in the morning, and I'd been through two or three at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Some that have flooded my house. No real damage ever. I did have a hurricane blow through that blew a tree in front of my driveway,
and
I couldn't get out. So that was, out of all of them, well, no.
That's annoying.
The flooding of the basement was the worst.
Well, yeah.
That comes in second. But there was another hurricane, and it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, at this point in time, I was doing a morning show. 3:30 was a normal wake-up time for me.
Yeah.
But we also knew that the hurricane was coming through overnight, which is a first for me. I had seen most of these storms during the day.
Sure.
I'd never been asleep when a hurricane, you know, I just was having a tough time. The sound of the wind, our house was, you know, there were no less than 40 huge oak trees.
Okay.
That were in around the property. A tree across the street could have come over and crushed my house.
Right.
Just how tall these trees were. So I was kind of paranoid about that because you could hear the trees rocking back and forth.
Mm.
You could hear the cracking of them. You didn't know if it was branches falling,
right,
trees falling. So, of course, I'm up. So, all of a sudden, when I get up, I go to brush my teeth real quick. I'm like, I'm just going to go in. Probably a better idea to go in early anyway, just in case.
Sure.
We've got all these announcements, everything else. So, I get up. I step outside, and it is perfectly calm. And I'm like, wow. All right, we're good. I look up. It is a full moon. I could see all the stars.
Right.
It is absolutely beautiful. And then I see the moon start to disappear again. And I realize this must be the eye of the hurricane.
Yeah, you're standing on the eye.
I am correct on that. Even though it's dark,
yeah,
that moon lit everything up to the point where you could see it. And you were like looking at the backside of a swirl. All right? That was pretty wild. Then I look over at my neighbor Walt's house in his backyard, and a tornado is on the backside of this hurricane, on the backside of the eye,
yeah,
and is coming straight at his backyard. And the wind just picked up. I cannot explain to you how it went from calm to just hurricane force winds. This tornado rips across Walt's backyard, knocks two trees over. Miraculously, they miss three homes. The house behind his, they miss Walt's, they miss mine.
Right.
They fell like two matchsticks in the same direction. All of a sudden, this tornado, which I have never seen, I've never seen anything like this, which is carving a path through his yard,
yeah,
takes a hard left-hand turn as it's coming toward my house and skates between my house and the one behind mine, which was probably about 100 yards in between the two.
Yeah.
And I watched it blow through the two homes behind my house, or mine and the other, and then tear it directly into my buddy Chris's home.
Bam.
I mean, just boom, just hit it. Now, the shutters flew off the house. I think the gutter stayed on.
What?
Like, I'm pretty sure that that house sustained pretty minimal damage considering
a tornado hit.
That tornado took down all those trees on the way in. But to see that at night with the moonlight.
Yeah.
And to be actually to clearly see a tornado at night was absolutely, it was just bizarre.
How long does that entire process last? From the time you see it hit in the backyard of your buddy, go across the street and take out your other buddy's house.
Well, I wasn't the only one outside. So I had a neighbor, a neighbor across the street was outside looking too. So I'm serious. The sounds of this thing were just, you couldn't really sleep.
Right.
So everybody's kind of out. And then my neighbor runs across and he's like, oh my God, did you see that? Could you see that from your angle? And I was like, the tornado. He's like, yes. He's like, I could see most of the funnel and how it veed into the ground from my angle. It's like, I couldn't see that because all I could see was swirling debris.
Yeah.
So I didn't have the right angle to see the funnel. All I could see was this, like a dust thing that you would see on a Little League field.
Like, looks like a little tiny baby tornado.
But it was bigger.
Oh, look at your little tornado.
That's
basically,
cute.
It's basically like a water spout coming.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I saw, just dust at the bottom. But that was pretty wild.
I've only seen a tornado once, but unlike you, I was nowhere close to it. This, I was like 8 years old, and when we lived in Colorado, new housing development, so basically there were about three blocks of houses, and then nothing but prairie as far as you could see, and then that ended at the Rocky Mountains. And I believe that was like 40 or 50 miles, something like that, whatever. But my dad calls me and my brother outside, and he points to the prairie, and it's kind of hard to gauge the distance of a tornado, but it was not near us because we weren't getting any of the effects of the wind or anything. But in the prairie, because it's all dust, man, like you just watch this thing just shoot skyward. It was terrifying. It was so big. As a kid, Wizard of Oz is the tornado you know. And then all tornadoes are kind of measured off of that. This thing was just so much bigger than that. You know, that's the thing that really hit me.
As far as the funnel size.
It was just fat. You know, and you always picture tornadoes kind of shaped, I don't know. Just
like a tornado.
Like a tornado. This one was like an obese, I don't do Ozempic tornado. It was just so fat and so big, but far away, and I couldn't.
Are you fat shaming a tornado?
I'm fat shaming a tornado.
Jesus.
Embarrassingly fat for a tornado. But I could not believe my eyes as a kid. I did not know they could get that big. And then it just kind of disappears, right? I mean, it just kind of winds up and it's done. And I'm standing there. My father just looks at us. And he was always a man of few words. Be glad I wasn't here. But yeah, I was.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef and a half.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, before I get into the list of the 10 worst foods or grilling, what do you guys remember grilling when you were growing up?
Hot dogs. I mean, more than hamburgers, hot dogs, man. And my dad, I don't know if this is just an upstate New York thing or it was the times, the 70s. He would get just these plain white hot dogs.
I have looked it up because you've brought it up.
Yeah.
It is very specific to that area of New York you guys lived in. Yeah.
Okay. Because
there's only one like brand that still kind of makes them. Now, I know a Vice Versa.
These were
traditional.
Not those.
Right. But those are white. But, and you'll see those because Uli still makes them.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, I didn't think it was weird only because that's what I was growing up with. And then when we moved to Baltimore, I'm a young teen and I just expected to find white hot dogs, and there were none, and I realized maybe I'm the weird one.
Yeah, because I think way back in the day, there was both versions, right? Like a red hot.
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
White ones. Mm-hmm. But that, for some reason, that area of the country is really the only place that stuck with the white ones.
Yeah, grew up with them.
Yeah, kinda hot weird. Dogs. We would grill, like, I feel like we got a little bit older, got a little more expansive, but I'm with you. Outside of, like, hot dogs, hamburgers, maybe corn on the cob, like
that
never
might
got
happen.
Too.
But when your kids are young, you're not spending all that money on good grilling meat. Like, look, man, they're gonna eat hot dogs.
I think exactly.
Then when you hit your teen years, you're right. It seems like suddenly everyone's palate kind of expands.
The grill means their friends are coming over, and the neighbors might be coming over, and
that's true.
Those things. So once you fire that bad boy up, man, you're gonna feed more people than just your family.
That is generally true.
Yeah, I think the most exotic thing we used to grill was just like Italian sausages.
But they're so good.
Yeah, that was like a big one. And then, if we had steaks, we always went over to my uncle's house for some reason.
He's probably a better griller. Like, if they spent the money on the steak, was it like, look, man, I spent too much on this. for your ass to give it a try. Let's go.
I don't know what he was buying. They had to be cheap because I remember like the whole grill being full of them. And like, I mean, this sounds awful. We were kids. We would put A1 all over them and then like seasoned salt.
Yeah.
So it's like, I mean, why bother even grilling the steak?
Right.
All right. So these are the worst things you can grill. Number 10 on the list. I had talked about it. Watermelon. Now, a lot of people on TikTok disagree with it. They say it's and it was a big trend last year. Remember, that was last year or the year before, me and MCTP. By the way, I knew the podcast out this week, just the two of us. But we were grilling them at his dad's house.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, Cobb's somewhere exotic. Again, it was fine. We were trying it out, but it is just grilled, watery mess.
Okay. So it's not crunchy on the outside or doesn't really enhance flavor.
Now, it really just kind of leaves the grill marks on there. But again, I say it's worth trying, you know. But again, pineapple, that seemed crazy years ago when I first tried it.
But it's denser, it caramelizes.
Correct. Right? And I don't even really eat a ton of pineapple. But if you grill it, I'm in. Or if you put it, or it's hot for some reason, I eat it.
Pineapple is one of the few fruits that I will voluntarily eat. Any other fruit, I'm like, no. Ted, I don't know if strawberries made the list, but somebody says grilled strawberries. Fantastic.
Wow. No.
I have strawberries at home. I throw those on tonight.
It just in my mind, that sounds like it'd be really good. They say add creme fraiche. I don't know if we get that fancy, but I could see grilling strawberries.
All right, things, worst fruits for grilling, thick root vegetables. So think beets, big carrots. They need time to soften up. They won't cook through the whole way. So just, they're like, you can't just toss them on a hot grill.
I do see a lot of people do that. Not a lot of people, but there's a sizable number of people that love the carrots and all that, and they want it grilled. Right, I haven't seen anyone soften them first.
It's just
slice it, throw it on.
You got to know those
things. But I don't eat them, so I don't
know. That's why this is saying thick ones, right?
Okay.
So if you got those baby fancy carrots, sure, right? They're different colors. You could probably grill those. But for like a big carrot or whatever, and I'm one of those people, man. I thoroughly love to cook carrot like in a stew.
Also, if you have one of those big aluminum trays, if you don't have a flat grill, you can put that on your grill and cook all that stuff in there just low and slow.
Yeah, you're not wrong at all.
Because they got a little lid that fits right on top of there, man. You can hook that up.
This one you should know by now, but extra lean burgers. You always want at least 80%, 80-20, 20% fat. If they're super lean, when you grill them up, they're just going to suck. They're going to be dry. I would also say, same thing with like bison. If you mix it with beef, like a beefalo burger, cool. Right? We learned that from the hotness years ago. But if you just grill up bison, it is so lean.
It is.
Like, you don't forget, a good hamburger, you need that amount of fat.
The only one that isn't is elk. You can get away with an elk burger.
Yeah, that's not a bad call.
It's lean as hell, but for whatever reason, it still stays juicy.
Let's see. They say frozen shrimp. Thaw it out over the night.
Yes.
If you thaw it out overnight first, you might be okay, but they're like, you can't, if you just try to take frozen shrimp out, then start grilling them.
It's going to turn to mush.
And you're going to have really frozen middles and scorched outside. Right. You know, I had some mushy shrimp the other day.
Ooh.
Yeah, we had to send it back. Well, I think they were spawning or something.
Ew. In the restaurant?
Yeah.
Ew, man.
You know, as soon as you bite into it, you're like, pff.
I just looked. And they were very nice about it. And even the chef came out and was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of joked to my buddy because they were full shrimp. Full pro, you know, I just looked at my buddy. I go, I wish I had tried the body before I sucked all that juice out of the head. And he was like, Jesus, man, yeah, what the hell? And I was like, what's for the flavor is? Soft tofu, extra firm tofu, go ahead, grill it. Softer type, throw it out. Honestly,
throw it all out.
Yeah. Come on.
You fired the grill up.
At least the fake, like, Boca burger is pretending to be a burger.
Right.
And put the effort on the grill.
Yeah. Like, if you come in my house and you have a tofu thing you want grilled, better be extra firm and it better be round.
Well, and tofu's a flavor sponge. You don't just throw it on a grill and you want the charcoal flavor. Like,
it'll taste like
it
burn.
With something.
I agree with this one, and I've seen somebody do it. It was a flaming mess. Bacon. It'll tear. It'll drip. It'll not cook evenly. You're better off using the oven. Also, the amount of grease that comes off bacon, you're going to have so much flame in there.
You might start your own fire.
Correct.
And
I saw it happen.
That flat top comes in handy, man.
Yes.
Because I like doing it on the flat top outside, I mean, like eggs and all that kind of thing. It's really good, but the grill, you're begging for a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hell, I've even been somewhere like it's not great, but I've, you know, again, cooking bacon, I have people, I know people that swear by cooking it in the oven on the cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I still like to sit there and cook it in a pan. Is there something nice about doing it?
Mm-hmm. I'm a cookie sheeter. Pork belly you can get away with. Salt pork you can get away with. You just got to cook it thick.
You can.
So
you still
got to
be careful. I like this. They say if you really want that smoky taste, you can put it on foil after it's cooked. Leave it on the grill for like 30 seconds, but not directly over the flames. Again, there's a good chance you're going to light your whole grill on fire with the amount of grease coming off the bacon. This one should be pretty simple to you if you don't know this. Don't cook raw eggs in the shell. They'll explode. They'll get everywhere.
Yes!
Yeah. I'm a
go ahead. Know. Try it.
Well, they used to. I mean, I still kind of have one, right? I have a little hibachi guy. Then I have one of the old school like grill to go. So like, there's no actual flame getting up there. It's just kind of the, and one side looks more like a grill, but one side's flat. So like, you need something like that, or you got to have a separate little burner on the side if you really want to cook your eggs. But listen, people have been doing kegs and eggs at tailgates for years. So there is, you know what I mean?
It can be done.
It can be done. Nowadays, everybody's got the flat top, so it's pretty easy out there cooking all that stuff. Leafy greens. Obviously, people are thinking about spinach. You could wilt spinach, throw you cooked for years. That is such a quick, easy thing to do.
It takes a billionth of a second. If the surface is already hot, put it on, pull it off, done. Although somebody did say, and I've seen this before, as far as leafy greens, the romaine lettuce, cut it long ways.
I've seen that before.
Once you start separating the leaves, right, it's gone. But you keep them dense, and I think they said they added olive oil and Parmesan.
Ooh. Right, so you can
still flash it.
Okay, all right.
Right, it still doesn't need a ton of time. Right. But obviously, if you're trying to just wilt spinach or whatever.
Come on.
Right, and Miles has been bringing it up. You could literally put a pan on top of your grill if you're dead set on grilling and do it that way. But just try to do it over the grill. It's going to fall apart.
I've done it in my pants.
Yeah, Jesus. Delicate fish fillets. If you put them directly on the grill, they're going to stick and tear. If you want to grill them, wrap them in foil first.
Uh-huh. I've learned that lesson.
Correct. And I think that's how most people, right? Like
You figure it out real quick. You don't do it. It's like a kid touching a hot pan. You probably won't do it twice, but you don't think about it the first time. Like, ooh.
Well, that's why like a lot of restaurants, and you could do this at home, you'll see cedar plank.
Yep.
Because you literally put it on like a damp cedar plank,
mm-hmm.
and then
mm-hmm.
it cooks it, but gives you that smoky little taste that you're looking for without it just falling apart in there. And the last one like this, you don't need these. Soft cheeses. They don't go hard. They're soft little bitch cheese. No.
I can't even think what cheese. And I can think, like, if you got, like, a wheel of Parmesan.
Smoked cheese.
Right? That's a thick, dense cheese. I still wouldn't grill it.
I think they're talking about, like, basically, like, if you're topping your burger with mozzarella or brie, if you put that on while it's on the grill, it is going to melt right away. Right? Like, a hard, you know, sharp cheddar is going to take a little more time.
I typically do the, all right, turn the heat off. Open the lid, put the cheese on. Then I'll close the lid, count to about 60, open the lid again. It's pretty good.
Yeah. But also, like, I don't know. Mozzarella on a burger seems foreign to me. Unless you're out there, like, but you're not making chicken parms on your grill.
Probably not.
So, like, most soft cheese.
You would on your flat top.
You could. But most soft cheeses don't belong in that goddamn grill anyhow.
Right. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
So this is, I think I've told this story before, but I go to the impound lot. The one under I-5, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of down near Voulez Cafe, if you guys know where that is. The old North Lake pizza location. Yeah. So I go to the impound lot there, and there's a woman. I'm the only person who walks in, all right? I walk in, and the woman basically shuts the window. She's like, I'll be right with you. This is my break time. I'm like, okay. So I go sit in the chair, and I start walking out. She's like, sir, you can't go into the lot yet. I'm like, all right, I just want to see the condition of the damn thing.
So it's just you sitting in the
impound. It's me by myself.
And her.
I look over. She's eating a sandwich. She's on her phone. It's a break. She's eating a sandwich. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I watch her finish the sandwich. Then I realize she's only finished half the sandwich. She got another half sandwich.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. So then she picks up the other half. It's like a Subway footlong. I'm like, oh, my God, you got another half sandwich to eat. I'm like, this is driving me nuts. I just want to go.
How long are you sitting in here and she's eating?
25 minutes. So I'm assuming the lunch was a half an hour. But she's the only person there. So finally, just like, you know, I feel like I was in Baltimore at the DMV. Window opens back up. Next.
What do you mean next? I'm the only person here.
Next. Really, woman?
Come on, man.
Next. Next. So I go out there and wear my... I used to have like a back carrier that was complete, but that was locked. So they couldn't get into that thing.
Yeah.
But they ripped that off and replaced it with a milk crate with what are those little cords?
Bungee cords?
Bungee cords.
I felt like they needed to replace it.
Oh, yeah. They get themselves a new one. So it looks like you could put like a chicken in it or whatever, right? So obviously the ignition has completely been punched out. And there is one of those like 1 inch to 2 inch little mini screwdrivers. I've been jammed in. That's the key now, right? So I have my spare key on me or my key.
You don't need it, do you?
I don't need that. But they also fried the motor because they did not know that that engine was a two-stroke engine.
All right.
So they were only putting gas into the gas tank.
Ugh.
And basically, I had a scooter that was more like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You needed to mix the oil and mix the gas together in the gas tank. So a two-stroke engine.
Yeah.
So they did not know that. And that thing puttered along for however
Why didn't you leave the instruction manual with your scooter on the off chance that someone steals it, you see?
I couldn't believe the genius that stole this did not recognize that, you know, based on the fact that when you open up the thing and look at it, it clearly says, this is a two-stroke engine.
You can strip out the ignition and start it with a screwdriver, but you can't tell that
you
it's a two-stroke engine.
You can't tell that you need to put a little oil. And I also had oil underneath the seat. So that when I went, I could, you know, mix it myself when I was at the gas station. But when I saw that scooter, I swear to you, I almost cried. Because I was just like, you sons of bitches.
You destroyed my boy.
This is my guy. This is the guy. I could park anywhere. You know what I mean? This thing, this is my...
I could park anywhere.
Now I'm back on the bus. which is fine. There's nothing wrong with being on the bus. We have a wonderful bus system around the area.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was just like, God, man, come on.
So what do you do? Do you just leave it there or?
Well, yeah, because at that point in time, it was worthless. So I just like, yeah, you guys take care of it.
Right, trying to fix it, you could just buy a new one.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. So the one thing I did was I took the license plate off of it. Got whatever paperwork was left out of it. Just took all that crap, went home, whatever. Sat for about a week. Then I went and bought like a real scooter.
Yeah.
So I bought a bigger scooter after that, which was it's a nice scooter.
But it wasn't your guy.
It wasn't my man. And I just felt, I don't know, I felt so violated. Like what they done to that. Because I even washed that thing every once in a while. Like I took care of it.
Is it worse that they kind of redid it after they stole it, or is it worse that it was stolen?
Both.
You know what I mean?
Both. I mean, the fact that it looked like, I mean, seriously, it looked like, I don't know, it looks like they were hauling chickens or something.
Right.
It really looked like that thing where it's like, where have you traveled in the world? What third country?
We took it to Singapore.
What third country have you been in? Right. You know, what were you hauling in this? A pig? You know, like, it kind of has that look to it. I'm just like, man, and the fender was all messed up. I'm like, you even laid this thing down. You asses. Like, come on. I mean, but I really wanted to repair it, so I called the people that I bought it from. And they're no longer in the area, but they were they used to be down at Sean Kemp's dispensary.
Yep, I know
down
exactly
by the
where
Teeny
it, yeah.
Pigs or what the hell,
yeah, yeah.
The cigar bar down there that used to be back in the day. So I called them. I'm like, look, this is the condition. They're like, they don't make that scooter anymore. We can't get parts.
Of course.
So based on the fact that it was like a Korean scooter company that had gone out of business, or maybe they don't ship to the U.S. anymore, but they ship everywhere else, there was no equivalent parts to be able to fix any of that bike. So I'm just like, man,
come on,
this sucks. So that I did buy a Yamaha because I figured Yamaha ain't going out of business.
Yeah.
Right.
So at least when I bought the second one.
I had a Yamaha scooter. That thing was great.
It is great.
But it wasn't his boy, Ted.
It was my boy.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, you know, like when your dog dies and then you buy the same breed of dog again.
Yeah.
But then that dog sucks.
I know nothing about that.
It's like you think they're going to be the same, but they're idiots.
But they're not.
Whatever, it's a cat, whatever. Like
not at all.
Oh, all Himalayans are the same. No, they're not. So you try to replicate that. It's not that the bike isn't nicer. It's just not my bike.
It's not right. It's
I
not the
own
bike
the
you
bike,
want.
But it's just not the one that I was the bike. That was so now I got to go get a freaking motorcycle license. You know, right. I got to pay insurance and crap.
No, like, but you're right. There's certain things. It doesn't have to be the best. Like, I have this acoustic bass, right? And Joe Dredd, he cannot help but comment on it when he sees it, right? Because it's just this tiny thing. It's beat to hell. It's not worth anything other than to me. But to your point, if someone stole it, and trust me, I would get a much better, higher quality acoustic bass. It would sound better. It would probably play better. Everything you could possibly want. But in the back of my head the whole time, I'd be like, but this isn't my bass. Like, I own this bass, but this isn't like
this is,
my
this
bass.
This is a replacement
for the one I love.
For what was
that's
mine.
What the, this is a rebound. Right. This is rebound sex, man.
Yeah.
I don't really want to have any kind of like long-lasting relationship with you. I just need you right now because I got a gig. That's basically what it would be like. I'm going to F you because we're playing a show and you're cute and there's really nothing wrong with you. You're just not the one I love because the one I love has been stolen. And in that case, kidnapped. That's the way it feels, man.
Feels
it
really like does. You remember the movie The Natural?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a big scene when he breaks Wonder Boy's bat.
Yeah, exactly, man.
I figured looking at that scooter the same way.
I swear to God, man. You know how, like, I was almost like a 5-year-old that was so frustrated.
Looking at your broken toy.
And so mad that I couldn't get ice cream.
Right.
That I didn't know whether to scream or whether to cry or whether to take a nap. You know, like,
Hey, but guess what? The lady at the Impala, she didn't carry the way.
It was like I was hangry, I was mad.
Did she offer you
a
Snickers?
I was sad. Hell no.
Here you go, sir. Have a Snickers.
She was in there munching on her footlong.
What kind of footlong was it?
I don't know, but I couldn't believe it was a footlong. Because I was like, man, because I watched you finish the 6-incher, right?
I feel like a footlong at lunch is aggressive.
It was. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
And I don't know why. You're right. That's just my rule.
You wrap the back 6 up and you take that home. Maybe you snack on it later after you get high.
I'll eat a footlong for dinner, but I just feel like for lunch, footlong?
I'll eat half my sandwich today.
So I watched her finish it. I'm serious because I'm watching. I'm like, how long am I going to have to sit in here? And she takes the last bite. I'm like, all right. And then she puts her hand in the bag for chips. I'm like,
oh, my God.
We're close. We are close. Takes a sip of the drink. Next thing I know, she got another 6 inches in her hands. I'm just like, mother, you're eating a 12-incher for lunch? And that took another 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just like she's
not a care in the world.
Next.
I'm like, is that me? Am I next?
She should have made you take a number.
Yeah.
Because if you're the only one in there, you're number three.
Yeah.
We're the one and two. Don't worry about it.
Those places, anything involving your automobile.
Oh, yeah.
We don't give an F places of the world.
Well, the impound, yeah. They dig it because if your car is an impound, you're already coming in not happy.
Clearly.
They know that, right? So I think it's just they just get so jaded because all you deal with is people that are already pissed off and want their stuff back. Right.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
When's the last time you guys went through a breakup?
20-some years
ago. This is
going
to shock you, but sometimes getting over that breakup is not an easy thing. But I've got tips.
The Men's Room Top 10.
That'll help.
Here's one.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 tips for moving on after a breakup. Look, breakups happen. Sure, you're sad, they're sad, we're all sad. But you might question what you contributed to this parting of the souls. Were your toenails too long? Did a stray hangnail get caught one too many times in a delicate spot? Perhaps you had enough of pink eye one too many times after being gassed while spelunking in moist caves. There's only one thing you can do to get over this devastating period in your life. Make sure you're stocked up on whiskey and cigarettes. And I guess this means your side piece can swing by any time they want to now, not just between 10 and 3. Say hi for me.
Jesus.
All right, then. Thank you, VD.
Spelunking in a moist cave.
Yeah. What did we figure out last week?
Gummy cave.
There we go. Thank you. Good work. All righty. So here's some tips for moving on from a breakup. And don't worry, this is
for men or women?
I think it's for everybody.
All right. I feel like there's different rules.
They start by saying, let yourself grieve. You've gone through a hard and painful change in life. Throwing strength out the window and letting yourself mourn a loss is a necessary part of it.
No!
Give yourself a few days to watch sad movies and order takeout in your pajamas to get all...
You want to watch sad movies if you're already sad?
Well, the same thing why I want to sing angry music when I'm angry. You let it all out.
But I feel like that's different. Like, anger, I feel like I'm reaching a conclusion. This, like I said, it's like entrance music.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go battle of whatever it might be, so you're singing this angry stuff. But, like, if I'm sad, whether I'm sad or happy, the last thing I want to do is knowingly watch a sad movie.
I think
maybe if you already like sad movies.
So like, my wife would be fine with
it. Helps
right, right. Like, let's just say, right. Like, I feel like that's more for chicks. Right.
Like, my wife loves to cry.
But I've done it. I've gone through a breakup and watched sad things. Sure. I still watch Maryland football.
Damn.
Wow.
You'd be better off watching Old Yeller, brother.
Right. You're still watching the M's, Mike. You might be sad.
Damn
right.
It. Damn.
So it's like everybody's failing me. Everybody's got the thing.
Damn it.
I watched the goddamn United States national team last night. That was a mistake.
It just fits the mood. It helps it. It makes it more dramatic.
Okay. All right.
You know, they don't play the Benny Hill theme at the beginning of Saving Private Ryan.
God, that would just be...
Oh, look, he's finding his arm.
I want you to score movies from now on. Like, guys, like, this is a really intense scene, so we're going to lighten it up with Yakety Sack.
Takes me back.
I mean, if I don't know, but if that was playing in a Humvee and they're going out, I would be like, this squad is sick. These guys do not care.
They're going to F some stuff.
Yeah. Like, right? Like, I don't know what team I just joined, but we are using everything we have. You know it's been done.
Oh, God.
I might have to watch that movie now. Just play that over the top. Like, no, baby, I got a way to make this funny.
Oh, dang it. Okay. So here's some advice on how to get over a breakup.
All right, back to that.
Go to therapy. This one needs no explanation. Therapy is an incredibly worthwhile investment. Even if you haven't struggled with your mental health in the past, a therapist can help you process everything that you're feeling and navigate the uncharted waters ahead in a healthy way. It's going to be a hard time, buddy.
even reasonable people do some dumbass when they're going through a breakup.
Yes.
Like, just even just like, don't send that text. I know it means well.
Don't
send her anything else. Like, just let it be for a minute.
Like, I literally had that moment. It's like, guys, something bad's about to roll down, and I don't know how I'm going to take it. Just so you know, this is going on.
Yeah.
They say to make a playlist. This is a rule I adopt for all of life situations. Whatever you're feeling post-breakup, there's a song out there that captures it perfectly. Add them to a playlist and put it in a car during chores to help you process your feelings. And yes, Taylor Swift's discography is a perfect place to start, they say.
Fire up the playlist! This is what I listen to when I'm sad, man.
Oh, man. Steve's going through it.
You can tell. He's blasting at me.
You okay, buddy? Need a hug?
They say do a digital declutter. This is a tough but necessary step. The last thing that you need to when you're trying to move on is a barrage of your ex's Instagram photos in your face every time you scroll.
Okay, but what about the booby shots in the phone?
Yeah, keep those.
You're going to go back to that Rolodex, brother.
It's your spite. It's your revenge. Keep it for yourself.
Because you're going to use it.
Damn right.
You're going to want to have kept it at some
That's
point.
Right.
Like, damn it!
You're going to cry through it.
Yeah. Now that it's 2 years later, I remember what those boobs look like, man. Why did I delete that picture?
Damn it!
I don't think that's that crazy, though. Like, right, like, you could follow them again, but, like, I that seems...
Right.
You should do that.
I don't want to scroll through my photos and see us having a good time together.
Yeah. Or you just don't want to see what they're doing.
Because
whether it's real or not, it's going to suck when you see it.
They say to stack your calendar. Let's pair two more classic sayings together to help you move on. Time heals all wounds, and time flies when you're having fun. Pack your calendar with anything and everything. Work meetings. Really, you start with work meetings. Network events. Happy hours with friends. Workout classes. The works. You're not doing it to keep moving as a distraction. You're investing in yourself and all the good things coming with you post-breakup. That's a lie. You're running from it.
Yes. Wipe the huge smile off your face. Try to look sad so your friends believe you.
Yeah.
What's going on? I'm fun. This is awesome.
I'm alone.
This is awesome.
This is awesome.
I can look at them on social media and they're not with me.
They say to date yourself. While surrounding yourself with good people is a great way to move on, it's also important to spend some time reevaluating your wants and needs. Enter taking yourself on dates. Go see a comedy show or a new movie alone.
I'm glad I came here alone. You're hilarious.
Try a new restaurant with nothing more than the company of a journal or a good book.
Yeah, don't go to the same restaurant you went to with them. That would be really sad. Really
Can I get a four top? You're expecting people? No.
Post up at the bar all by yourself.
That's the way to do it.
Hey!
Go to the bar. You probably end up getting laid.
Solo tonight, Ted?
Every night.
I'm going to go see a comedy.
Let's solo do a F1 movie. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, man. I'm really getting through this. The grass truly is greener, Ted.
Right.
And then I'll leave you with this last thing to do when you're going through a breakup. It's going to help
Masturbate
you move on.
Masturbate like a rabid monkey.
So close. Get back on the horse. After you fully let yourself grieve, heal, and find yourself again, it's time to get back out there. Whether you opt for dating apps or finally approach your gym crush, take the lessons learned from your previous relationship and use them to set a new standard for your future suitors. You got this.
Again, even reasonable people make poor mistakes. It's been 2 weeks. Don't run in and hit on the girl at the gym.
No! Honestly, that's the worst advice ever. Do not talk to the girl at the gym.
Right.
Unless you know her personally. Do not make it weird at the gym for anybody.
Correct.
I've been staring at your ass for the last, but I was in a relationship.
Don't do that.
Now that we're broken up.
Oh and also, God. Evaluate the time. This could very well be a rebound. If it is, establish that with yourself, and then maybe even establish it with them. If it goes somewhere, cool.
I think that'd be the best news someone could hear. Hey, man. I'm just trying to rebound. You want to do this? Like, yeah.
Right.
No strings attached? Hell yeah.
You want to just knock this out? All right, cool.
I can hang out with them moose knuckles. <That's>...
Damn. That would be awesome.
Just say, girl, do you want to knock this out?
If she said that to me, I'd be like, I'm like, check, please. Like, I'm getting flustered even thinking about it.
How much time you need?
Like, yeah.
All right, ladies, you know, that's the line that works on Ted. You want to knock this out?
Coach, why did you tell me I was in the hole? Now I'm on deck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Gabe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Gabe, are you on team sober, team not sober?
I'm not sober. I've been sober for so long.
All right, Gabe. You sound excited about that.
Yes, I am.
Men's room poll, Gabe. You get to spend the day with one. Are you taking your parents, kids, better half, or friends?
I probably do parents.
Okay.
Oh, yeah? All right.
What are you doing on Sunday? Are you a dad?
I am not a dad.
But you're spending the day with your dad, I hope?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
very cool.
Actually, I don't know, actually. We'll have to see.
It's up to him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Or is it up to you? Because it's not Dad's Day. It's Father's Day.
So you know, when it I is say, the kid.
Right. If I call you Dad, I call you Father. Technically.
Right.
I mean, your name's Jim or whatever, right? I mean, that's how everyone else knows you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the one who says my dad, my father. It might be really up to you.
So what day do you think a guy would get more credit? Dad's Day or Father's Day? Like, if it's called Dad's Day. Dad's I mean, like, day. Dad is doing what the hell he wants.
Yeah.
Father's Day, yeah. You know what? You're right. I am a father to my children, because biologically, that is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a dad to my kids,
because
I'm hanging out with them. And then in this case, Dad wants to go to the bar. Your father would never do that. Your father would never go to the bar on Father's Day, but your dad will. Yeah.
It's like Hulk Hogan and his penis.
Yeah, no. Turbo Lay's penis is about 6 inches, but the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan's, has a 10-inch penis, yes. As I sit in court...
I'll get this straight, the stenographer.
Right, the stenographer had to type that. Think about it. The stenographer had to type up, Terry Bollea's penis is 6 inches, the Hulkster's, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan's. Then it was repeated. That's a hell of a job.
You're in court, dude. You are in court.
Oh, no, my penis, much smaller.
Terry's 5 inches.
Yeah,
Hulkster.
But Hulkster, I'm telling you.
It's a foot.
He is hung like a polo pony.
Got him.
Me, not so much.
And he won.
Yeah, no.
He won the trial.
All right. Your question, the arc reactor powers what superhero?
Superman.
Iron Man?
Iron Man. Look at Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your nerdy wisdom.
Well, he has no special powers other than he's got money. So he would need something like that to generate all his suit.
Agreed.
Whereas, like, other superheroes have, Black Panther had some special stuff.
Yeah, vibranium.
Vibranium.
Is there a broke-ass superhero that doesn't have special powers? Right? Because your point... Look, man, you say Iron Man, right? He has no particular superpowers.
I guess.
And he's a lawyer.
He's a broke-ass lawyer.
Right.
Aquaman.
He has a heightened sense. Heightened sense of hearing because he's blind.
Aquaman. Right, but it's echolocation. Which, so at night, right, you have vision. I turn off all the lights, find me. Echolocation, like, you are right there, brother. I'm saying that's a special weird
power. I mean, what did Bruce Banner do? Because
he lost his parents.
Well, he must have been
Bruce
poor.
Banner, no.
Because
he was a doctor.
Well, why didn't
he was a scientist. Because he couldn't lift the car from his wife. The adrenaline you should have to save someone that needs the Benz to not
Dude, it's Superman. He was a journalist.
So he loaded himself up
He's
with
poor.
Gamma.
No, but what I'm saying is he never went out and bought Hulk-fitting clothes. He must have been poor. You figure,
you know what? That's a good call.
Yeah, he's always just walking around and ripped up stuff.
Like, just grow into it.
I think one of the movies he was like, you know, you start investing in stretchy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be good for
you. Yeah, like, if I got that giant and turned into the Hulk when I was angry, like, if I was, again, if I'm watching Maryland football or a Mariners game, I would put on the Hulk-sized clothes.
Right.
I know what's coming. I'm going to get angry.
I know it's coming.
And he never bitches. Like, damn it, I just bought this shirt.
I think he went Goodwill.
That would be my first.
He went Goodwill, dude.
Damn it, there are buttons just popping.
He only bought band tees of bands he didn't like.
So maybe that's why he is rich, is because, to be fair, you're not going to find
You're right,
find
he
Hulk
buys
clothes.
New stuff every time.
You're not going to find Hulk clothes either.
Right.
It's not like you walk down the aisle, you know, you got small, medium, large, extra large, 2X, and Hulk.
Somebody said, you know, Tony Stark, special powers, that he's super smart. That's how he built a suit. Listen, man.
That's super smart.
That's not super smart. To be an engineer, to have that mind is fantastic. Like, Einstein did not have a superpower. He's just smarter than
Rather. He's super smart
also,
in the way that we would say he's super smart.
But here's the difference. The reason he could build a suit, look, a broke-ass person might be as smart as Tony Stark. How do they finance building the suit?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
And he built it in a cave with a box of scraps.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah. Saved his life.
I'm just saying, I can't think of a broke-ass superhero that also does not have a special power. Because they say, like, oh, Peter Parker as Spider-Man. Man, he grew up very humbly. I'm like, right, he's also freaking Spider-Man.
Right.
Right? He's not Batman.
Very
he's not,
humbly.
Yeah, he's a vigilante. I'm like, because if I had a superpower, I'd be a vigilante,
he
too.
He lives in New York City. He ain't broke.
If I know
what about Spider-Man?
That's what we're just saying.
Spider-Man.
He can shoot webs out of his wrist. He's considerably stronger than you. Jesus, man, he can jump from rooftop to rooftop.
Robin.
He hangs out with the rich dude. And he gets his ass beat all the time.
Just
he's not broke. He was an orphan, but he's living really well. Is Robin the closest you've got?
I got to go with Miles on this one.
So Robin is the rep for
Robin
broke
rode
ass.
Robin the coattails of Batman. There is nothing special
about
Robin.
Not a good representation.
Robin. There's never been a good representation of Robin. Even all the Batman movies that actually were cooler, wasn't the Adam West style. Like, the Robin that showed up in there is like,
yeah, but Bruce bought you that suit.
Okay. Damn. Somebody here says Hawkeye. I don't know if Hawkeye was broke or not.
He's got some pretty damn good precision. He's military, so...
So he could have been broke. So he's probably... Joined the military, came out and thought, all right, I will say Hawkeye's a better representation than Robin. If you said, I'm from the broke-ass superhero club with no special powers, I don't want Robin knocking door to door. Hawkeye, maybe.
Yeah, but he's got a nice little remote cabin with, what's her name, as a wife.
All right, somebody here says Ant-Man was broke. Right, but the problem is he had a special power.
Given to him by his
father-in-law. Right. Is anyone just broke, stays broke, gets no superpower, goes out there and just beats people's ass?
That's PIM technology that he was using. No, it's the supervillains that are broke and they end up
angry. Right, he's as smart as Tony Stark, but never had the money, right? That's all I'm saying.
Therefore,
we need a broke ass, I have no special power superhero.
No, we don't.
I smoke cigarettes and break bottles over people's
heads.
Here's
my argument. It's because all those broke ass people that got the superhero stuff, they turned into villains. Poor people cannot afford the power.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, you broke? You can't have a superpower, man. Yeah.
You're not responsible.
All right, Gabe, if you'd shut up for a second, here's your question. What Asian dog breed is notable for its blue or black tongue?
Oh, I've never really known dog breeds.
Known to be eaten.
No. Not the Shih Tzu.
Chow
is the ugliest dog. It is the Chow.
Question four, Gabe.
Some lady just wrote a thing about if you want a dog that's not complicated, that you're really going to be happy you have, do not get a Shih Tzu. And then she just showed a picture of her dog. Right. And I thought, you can just look at it and say, we would not get along. I don't know what it is about that breed. I'm like, no.
We're getting a few coming in here. Ted, they go Luke Cage.
Was he broke?
He was, but he kind of started his own business. It's like, dude, I'm super strong now. You could hire me.
Punisher keeps showing up on a handful of texts as well.
Somebody says Robin was a gymnast in a circus. Okay, well, that's not a superpower.
No, right. Well, he got rich because Bruce Wayne adopted him.
Right.
Yeah.
How many carnies do you know that are just rolling in it?
When you ask the question, none. All right. Your question, what is the largest cultivated crop in the United States?
Got to be corn.
Yep. Nice job.
All right, by the way, people, so, by the way, it's for just a broke-ass superhero. No superpowers. They say the kid from Kick-Ass, broke, no special power. Fine. Right. He's just not in the general sense of superheroes, but I feel what you're saying. Peter from the Deadpool movies, but what did he do? Green Lantern had a freaking ring, man. Come on, dude. What are you saying?
Right.
How about Groot?
Groot's an alien.
I mean, yeah.
Well, the question was superpower.
Right. So Superman is an alien, so to him it's not a superpower. It's just, I can.
Correct.
I can crush
anything. This is what he does.
But from our perspective, superpower.
So what does Groot do?
I was going to say, what would Groot's superpower, if he came down to Earth and he said, I'm going to be a superhero.
He's an Ent, basically. He's just a tree man.
But is that a superpower? He's just a tree man.
No, that's just what he is.
Right. But I mean, so what does he do to impress us?
Aquaman
doesn't swim real fast or anything.
Oh, he does.
Does he?
Oh, you got to see him.
He breathes underwater. He talks to fish.
Well, congratulations. He's lonely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like the deep in Boys.
I mean, damn.
Exactly.
At least
the
deep,
Boys.
Does superhero kind of fun stuff.
You talk to fish, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the American traveling public in general, specifically those who travel by air. Now, if you do travel by air, there is no shortage of do's and don'ts at the airport. Remove your shoes and hats. Pull laptops out of the bag. No firearms. No ammo. No sharp objects. No baseball bats. Empty your pockets. No portable chargers or lithium batteries in checked luggage. No hiking poles. No aerosols or more than 3.4 ounces of liquid. Certain tools are prohibited, as well as MREs, because who doesn't want an MRE on a plane, but it's prohibited anyway. But in addition to your actual boarding pass, the single most important thing you need is your identification. And as of last month, you need one of those newfangled real IDs or a passport, right? And there's been a few hiccups with the real ID rollout, but for the most part, it's been going pretty smooth. But the TSA is now getting frustrated because they actually had to put this out on social media because so many people are doing it. They want you to know that when they ask for your real ID, or a passport, or your immigration papers. No, your Costco membership card is not a good substitute.
Oh, my God.
It's happened enough that they had to address it. So apparently, this started as a rumor on social media, but people are buying into it. So people are going to the airport, man, to board a plane. You might have your regular driver's license, but if it hasn't, if it's not enhanced with the real ID, there's something else. Like, don't you worry about it. I got my Costco membership card.
What if it's an executive
card.
One?
Yeah, somebody made that board. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.